I want to ride. This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello, this is Colby Henley, one of the hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo. And joining me today in the studio is Ricky Islas, and we're here to talk about vintage bikes. Welcome, Ricky.
Thank you.
Ricky, tell us, how long have you been interested in vintage bikes, and how did you kind of come about that interest?
Well, I started off working at a bike shop. It was my first job, and people that worked there would talk Campagnolo this and Reynolds that, but it didn't really start clicking until I saw these bikes actually roll into the shop, and I just thought they were the most beautiful things in the world. Past few years later, and I walk into this pawn shop, and this beautiful blue bike, completely covered in dust, was just sitting there. So I ended up with this beautiful bike. It's a Catacora Silk, and I didn't know it at the time, but it was a very rare bike, especially in the United States. It was never imported here, so I like to think that there was probably a story behind Catacora Silk. They hosted the 65 Japanese Olympics team.
Now, Ricky, you're hosting, coming up at the end of the month, the third annual vintage bike show here in Tucson.
Right.
So how did you get started to,
so,
to pull that off?
So I finally was able to take the bike and ride it around, and I had, it seemed like everybody who saw it just expressed so much interest in it. And I finally had a story to tell about how I got it, and I didn't know anything about it. I built it up, and now it's this beautiful piece that, you know, I personally cherish, and I have this story. A few friends of mine, including one of my dearest friends, Hank Rowe, he suggested putting together a vintage bike show. The next thing you knew, 2 years ago, I created an event, and I got sponsorship from multiple different bike shops. People brought these bikes. They were absolutely gorgeous. And mind you, I'm not some vintage expert. I just admire the beauty and the story that's included with them.
Can you give us some details about the event that's coming up this month?
So the event's going to be at Catalina Brewing Company at 6918 North Camino Martin. For the event schedule, at 9:30, gathering begins. We'll set up for bicycle display and swap. At 10:30 to 11:30, bike show setup, last bicycle in place, no later than 11:30 for judging. 11:30 to 12:30, judges determine best of categories. From 12:30 to 1, special thanks to sponsors. From 1, winners of categories announced and the prizes and certificates awarded.
Very cool. If someone has a nice vintage bike, some sweet ride that they want to enter in that, what's the best way to do that? How do they get a hold of you?
You could contact my personal at 520-308-7502. So this event is dedicated to the community, by the community. The whole point of the bike show is to share community stories. And if your bike has a story behind it and you have a story to tell, we generally want to hear that story.
So there'll also be a social ride up to the event at 10 a.m. that Sunday, January 26th, at the Garden of Gethsemane Park, which is on the northeast corner of Congress and Bonita. And we'll ride up the river path and head up to Catalina Brewing Company to check out all the sweet bikes up there. And you can find out more information at Pedaling the Pueblo on KXCI.org. Thanks very much for coming in, Ricky. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.